Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody ever asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today, I'll be talking to you about beer tokens. As usual, there's a blog post that accompanies this episode, and unusually today, there's also not only a podcast and a blog post, but also a video version. If you want to see any of the other versions than the version you're experiencing right now, take a look at danq.link/beertoken. The beer token. The novelisation of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy came out in 1979, just a smidge before I was born. There's a well-known scene in the second chapter that features Ford Prefect, an alien who's been living on Earth, and his human friend Arthur Dent. Arthur is concerned about the imminent demolition of his house by a wrecking crew, and Ford takes him to a pub to distract him and get him drunk in anticipation of the pair attempting to hitch a lift on an orbiting spacecraft that's about to destroy the planet. It goes like this. 6 pints of bitter, said Ford Prefect to the barman of the Horse and Groom, and quickly please, the world's about to end. The barman of the Horse and Groom didn't deserve this sort of treatment. He was a dignified old man. He pushed his glasses up his nose and blinked at Ford Prefect. Ford ignored him and stared out of the window, so the barman looked instead at Arthur, who shrugged helplessly and said nothing. So the barman said, "Oh, yes, sir, nice weather for it," and started pulling pints. He tried again. "Going to the match this afternoon, then?" Ford glanced round at him. "No, no point," he said, and looked back out of the window. "What's that? Foregone conclusion, you reckon, sir?" said the barman. "Arsenal without a chance?" "No, no," said Ford. "It's just the world's about to end." "Oh, yes, so you said, sir," said the barman, looking over his glasses, this time at Arthur. "Lucky escape for Arsenal if it did." Ford looked back at him, genuinely surprised. "No, not really," he said. He frowned. The barman breathed in heavily. "There you are, sir. 6 pints, he said. Arthur smiled at him wanly and shrugged again. He turned and smiled wanly at the rest of the pub, just in case any of them had heard what was going on. None of them had, and none of them could understand what he was smiling at them for. A man sitting next to Ford at the bar looked at the two men, looked at the 6 pints, did a swift burst of mental arithmetic, arrived at an answer he liked, and grinned a stupid, hopeful grin at them. "Get off," said Ford. "They're ours," giving him a look that would have an Algolian stun tiger get on with what it was doing. Ford slapped a 5-pound note on the bar. He said, "Keep the change." "What? From a fiver? Thank you, sir." There's a few great jokes there, but I'm interested in the final one. Ford buys 6 pints of bitter, pays with a 5-pound note and says, "Keep the change," which surprises the barman. Presumably, this is a result of Ford's perceived generosity, though of course what's really happening is Ford has no use for Earth money any longer. This point is hammered home for the barman and for nearby patrons when Ford later buys 4 packets of peanuts, also asking the barman to keep the change from a fiver. We're never told exactly what the barman would have charged Ford. But looking at the history of average beer prices and assuming that the story is set in 1979, when the book came out, we can assume that the pints will have cost around 34 pence each. The recession of the 1970s brought very high inflation that caused the price of beer to rocket, pretty much tripling over the course of that decade. Probably Douglas Adams, the author of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, didn't anticipate that it would more than double again over the course of the 1980s before finally slowing down only in the 1990s, at least until tax changes in 2003 and the aftermath of the 2022 inflation rate spike. But anyway, that would have put it about £2.04 for 6 pints. So by leaving a fiver, Ford was giving a 194% tip for the beer. What we do know is that the four packets of peanuts he buys later were priced at 7 pence each, so his tip on that transaction was a massive 1,686%, so little wonder the barman at that point started taking more seriously Ford's claims about the imminent end of the world. By the time I first read Hitchhikers, around 1990, that joke was already dated. By then, an average pint of bitter would set you back £1.30. I didn't have a good awareness of that, being, as I was, well underage to be buying alcohol myself, but I clearly had enough of an awareness that my dad took the time to explain the joke to me. That is, to point out that when the story was written, and is presumably set, 6 pints would cost less than half of £5. But by the mid-1990s, when I'd found a friend group who were also familiar with the Hitchhikers series, we'd joke about this, like pointing out that nowadays, if you told a barman to keep the change from £5 after buying 6 pints, the expression he'd give of surprise wouldn't be because you'd overpaid. The experience would be more like, "Keep the change? What? From a fiver? Fuck you, sir!" Let's fast forward to 1998. By the late 90s, precocious drinker that I was quite aware of the financial cost of drinking. And so when it was announced that a new denomination of coin, the £2 coin, would enter general circulation, I was pleased to announce to my friends how sporting it was of the government to release a beer token. Here's a £2 coin. This is actually a 1998 £2 coin from the year that the £2 coin was first introduced. And there's one thing that I've always really hated about the design of the original £2 coin, and that's the ring of 19 cogs in the middle. The 19 cogs in the middle form a complete circuit all the way around until they join back up with themselves, which means that they can't possibly turn. If you turn the first one clockwise, it turns its neighbour anti-clockwise, which turns its neighbour clockwise again, and so on all the way around until it eventually requires that the first cog was turning anti-clockwise after all. The design of the 19 cogs was apparently supposed to represent British industry, and so in a way I suppose it probably succeeded at that by being, as it is, a stalled machine. The bars I was drinking in the late 1990s were first in the impoverished north, and then later in student-y bars on the west coast of Wales, both of which kept the price of a pint under £2 for longer than might have been expected elsewhere in the country, and so the beer token was a joke that kept giving for some time. But let's jump forward to 2023. As the cost of living rapidly increased around 2023, the average price of a pint of beer in the UK finally got to the point where, if you round it to the nearest whole pound, it's closer to £5 than £4. £4 being, of course, 2 beer tokens. As in, bloody hell, 2022, why does a pint of draft cost 2 beer tokens now? And while we could moan and complain at how much things cost nowadays, I prefer to see this as an opportunity. An opportunity for a new beer token. A general release of the £5 coin. The £5 coin is already defined and exists, except only in commemorative editions, like the £2 coin before 1998. We know it is to be a large, heavy coin, about twice the weight of the £2 coin, with a copper nickel lustre struck from engravings with thick, clear lines, which means that there's a design here that basically comes up with itself. For the beer token of the 2020s, the £5 coin, printed with £5 across the bottom, beer token across the top, and engraved with a picture of a delicious, frothy pint. Wouldn't that be much more satisfying to give to a barman than a plasticky note or a wave of your contactless device? It's time for the beer token to return in the form of the £5 coin. Now is the time. Now is the last time, probably, before cash becomes such a rarity that little thought is ever more given to the intersection of its design and utility. And compared to a coin that celebrates industry while simultaneously representing a dysfunctional machine, a £5 beer token is a coin that Brits could actually be proud of. It's a coin that tourists would love to take home with them, which would create a satisfying new level of demand for the sinking British pound that might, just might, prop up the economy a little, just as here at home they would support those who prop up the bar. I know there must be a politician who's ready to stand up for this new idea, for this new coin. My only fear is that it's Nigel fucking Farage, at which point I would be morally compelled to reject my own proposal. But for now, at least, I think I'll go have another drink. Once again, this episode is based on a blog post, as all episodes of my podcast are. This one is also available as video. You can find all of the editions at danq.link/beertoken. If you enjoyed today's episode, go there and leave a comment or drop me an email on podcast@danq.me. And as always, Dan Q for listening. Dan Q very much.